The Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday conducted its first closed-door hearing on the Bush administration's handling of pre-war intelligence on Iraq. Democratic Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana is a member of that committee, and he joins me now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Bob.
Did Iraq have weapons of mass destruction?
Well, of course, Bob, that's the question, and I don't think we're going to know the answer to it yet for some time. It's a big country, about the size of California. Saddam and his forces had a long time to hide these things, and I think it's important for your audience to know that weapons of mass destruction, particularly the biological and chemical ones that we suspected that he had and may still have, are very destructive but not very sizable. You can hide enough smallpox to start an epidemic in something the size of a small jar. Thousands of gallons of liquid anthrax could be stored in something the size of a backyard swimming pool. So I think the most important thing here, Bob, is that these top people that we've apprehended who were involved in these programs haven't started talking yet. The answer to your question really lies in one of their minds, and it's not until they tell us what we know that we're really going to be able to answer your question with certainty, and it may take a few more weeks or even a few more months.
Have you been able to evaluate the quality of the intelligence about weapons of mass destruction?
We had a lengthy hearing yesterday and basically went back 10 years going over the evidence that had been compiled over this administration and previous ones about this. And with only a couple of minor exceptions, the intelligence community still stands by their analysis. And basically their opinion is that both weapons of mass destruction and the ability to produce them are still there. We just haven't found them yet.
So did the Bush administration manipulate evidence to support its decision to go to war?
Well, that's another good question. And this is something that's important for your listeners as well. I'm not sure the administration, well, I know the administration, didn't emphasize enough before the hostilities how subjective and in some cases inherently ambiguous intelligence information is. We almost never have a smoking gun, or in this case, a smoking weapon of mass destruction. Instead, it's a compilation of different facts from which you can reach different conclusions, draw deductions, and so forth, and you try and put all that together and develop a judgment. And so I can't say that there was conscious deception here, but going forward, when we face other situations like this, I think we need to emphasize to our people and the rest of the world that these are just our best conclusions that you very rarely know to an absolute certainty.
Or could someone supplying that intelligence to the Bush administration have manipulated it for their purposes?
Well, that's always possible, too. And there's a lot of skepticism involved in the intelligence world about whether we're being manipulated by others to pursue their own agenda. The possible uranium issue in Niger in Africa is something that, in retrospect, looks like it was manipulated by someone. But as I said, Bob, going back over this, scrubbing it pretty carefully, our intelligence folks still think that their analysis were correct. But, of course, another question that exists here is from time to time people can just be wrong. They can make judgments in good faith but simply reach the wrong conclusion. And I think that probably is the most important issue for us to address going forward, because when we try and convince people that certain things exist in North Korea or in Iran or someplace else, they're going to ask us, well, why should we believe you? And therefore, it's very important that we do everything we can to make sure our intelligence is not only honest, but is as accurate as possible.
Well, what about a full investigation?
Well, we're having an inquiry, a review, an investigation, whatever you want to call it now. There's been a great hue and cry in the committee about the semantics of all this. I don't think the semantics are as important as the substance. We need to have a complete review of these facts to assess both their accuracy and the bona fides, the good faith with which they were brought forward. We've started that process yesterday. There will be further hearings going forward. And if there is a need for something formal, then I will support that, and I think a majority of the committee would support that.
A public hearing, maybe?
If one should be held, yes, absolutely. Of course, it's always tough when you're talking about sensitive intelligence to air all that in public, but this is so important to the credibility of our country, not just whether the truth was told, but the accuracy of the judgments that have been reached, that I think it's important to err on the side of a more thorough hearing and a more public one, because there's nothing more important to the national security interests of our country than our credibility.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Bob.
Senator Evan Bayh, a Democrat from Indiana, member of the Senate Intelligence Committee.